The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his blessings on all of you for celebrating this event of Mubahala. One of the letters that the Prophet had sent was to the leaders of the Christians in Najran, which is in the Yemen part of the Arabian Peninsula. It had a old Christian community for a long time. When they received the letter of the Prophet, they basically, they looked at it. They even realized that, you know, he's becoming very powerful. He's in our region. And there are many tribes around who are actually now coming into this new religion. So they basically decided to send a delegation to go and see who is this new Nabi. You know, have a discussion with him. And so they selected about 70 people in that delegation, including their very senior mosque scholars, the Archbishop and others. And they went to Medina. They met the Prophet of Islam, and of course they had done their homework. They had studied what is the view of Islam about the past prophets, what do they believe about Isa. So they came very well, you know, educated with their homework done. So they came to Rasulullah and they said, you know, we would like to know what is your perspective about Isa ibn Maryam. And the Prophet basically said that, you know, he's a human being, but he is a prophet and a rasul, so he's highly respected by us. He's part of my community of Anbiya and Mursaleen. But he's essentially a human being. They knew that Muslims also believe in the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam. So they asked Rasulullah, you know, who was his father? And Rasulullah said, well, he didn't have a father. His wiladat was a miracle, a mu'jiza by itself. They said, well, so if he didn't have a father, it means God is his father and he is the son of God. Our problem with the Christians is not Isa, it's about the status of Isa. We say he's a Nabi and Rasul, they say he's son of God. And that's where we have the conflict. So they say, well, if he doesn't have a father, it means God is the father and he's the son. What did Rasulullah do? He didn't ask Ali, take out your Zulfiqar and kill them. No. He actually responded based on the revelation from the ayat which came in Surah Ali Imran about Mubahala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the heart of the Prophet that, you know, give them the response, very simpler, very logical. And the answer was that إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ عَادَمْ خَلَقَهُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Say to them that in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the example of Isa is like the example of Adam. Allah just said Kun, and Adam came to exist. Similarly, Isa also has been created without a father. It is the power of Kun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a way, it's a very logical response, if you see, if I may put my own words, not the exact translation of the Quran, that, you know, if Isa ibn Maryam is son of God because he doesn't have a father, at least he has a mother, then what would you say about Adam? He doesn't even have a mother. So if Isa is becoming son of God because he doesn't have a father, then Adam should be even higher. I would say, you know, it's my word, it's not Hadith or Quran. It would say, well, Adam will become probably brother of God then. You know, because his status should be higher, because he doesn't even have a mother. And this was such a logical, you know, commonsensical response that they didn't have any response to that. And this is where we see that they yet refused. They said, no, we don't accept your view, and we don't want to become Muslims. And that is where the ayat comes down, based on the tradition of Mubahala, that the Christians were familiar with that from Torah, where the next ayat came down, فَمَنْ حَجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلِمِ. That, O Muhammad, if anyone argues with you after the knowledge has come, then there is no sense in arguing anymore. You know, Rasulullah gave them a very logical, reasonable response about Isa ibn Maryam. They didn't agree to accept it. So now there is no more room for any, you know, discussion. And so what you should do, فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ. Tell them, تَعَالَوْ, come. نَدْوَ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ. We will bring our sons, you bring your sons. وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ. We will bring our women, you bring your women. وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. We will bring ourselves and you bring yourselves. In an appointed time and place, and then what will we do? ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ. نَبْتَهِلْ is the verb for مُبَاهَلَة. We will do مُبَاهَلَة. What is مُبَاهَلَة? I'm sure all of you understand, dua. What is dua? It's a prayer, isn't it? And a prayer is good. But sometimes the opposite of that is what we call bad dua. You are still praying, but it is a negative one. So you have benediction in English, prayers, dua. Opposite of that is malediction. Malediction means you are praying against someone. And that is the meaning of mubahala. In Arabic, you can have another word for it, mula'ana, to do la'anat on one another. To pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, whoever is liar among us, send your azab on that group. And so this was a method even common to the Ahl Kitab, that sometimes if the arguments are not accepted, then one way of resolving the dispute is to do mubahala. And so the Prophet says, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually orders the Prophet, tell them that we will bring our sons, you bring your sons, I will bring our women, we will bring our women, you bring your women, we will come ourselves, you come yourself, summa nabtahil, we will do mubahala, fanaj'al la'natullahi ala al-kadhimin. We will ask for Allah's lanat on the kazibin, those who are liars. The leaders of Najran accepted it. Rasulullah appointed the time after Fajr, early morning, next day. We'll meet in an open area. So the whole city is filled with Muslims, thousands. Yet the people saw, you know, Najran were waiting in one place. Rasulullah started coming and it asked them to erect kind of a canopy between the two trees so that the Prophet and his group will be standing or sitting under the shadow there. And so they saw the Prophet coming. And the words of Fakhruddin Razi, he came this way. وَكَانَ قَدْ اِهْتَضَنَا الْحُسَيْنِ. The Prophet came in a way that he was actually carrying Hussein, you know, on his hand. He was still very young. وَأَخَذَ بِيَدِهِ الْحَسَنِ. And Hassan was walking with Rasulullah holding his other hand. So you can just imagine in your own mind. And then وَفَاطِمَا تَمْشِي خَلْفَهُ. And behind Rasulullah and the two grandsons that he's carrying one and holding the finger of others, the other, then Fatima is walking. وَعَلِيٌ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ خَلْفَهُ. This is his riwayat. And Ali was behind Fatima. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ And the Prophet said to them, all four of them, that when I do the dua in Mubahala against the Najran, فَأَمِّنُوا Then you will do the Ameen. And this is where, when they reach to that point, فَقَالَ أَسْقَفْ Najran, The Archbishop of Najran, who was there, and again I'm continuing the wordings from Imam Fakhruddin Razi, he says, when he looked at these five individuals, I wonder what happened to the eyes of these Muslims in Medina. They couldn't understand that, which the Archbishop of Najran understood. He looked at them and he said to his fellow delegates, Ya ma'shar al-Nasara, O the Christian community, Inni la'ara wujuhan, Law sa'ala Allah an yazira jabalan min makanihi la'adhalaha biha. I see the faces that if they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to move this mountain from one place to another, Allah will move the mountain. فَلَا تُبَاهِلُوا Therefore, don't do mubahila. Now they're backing out of the challenge given to them. You know, they refused. فَلَا تُبَاهِلُوا Do not do mubahila with them. فَتُهْلِكُوا Otherwise you will perish. وَلَا يَبْقِي عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ نَصْرَانِيٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ And then not a single Christian will remain on this face of earth till the day of Qiyamah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه